93.7, the River, the River City's new classic rock. You can check out Nikki Six, Sixth Sense, each and every weeknight here on River. He does a radio show, 7 o'clock, right here on 93.7, the River. There goes Motley Crue with Kickstart My Heart. And I found a doozy. This is a good little find right here. For those out there that don't know, Joe loves horoscopes, loves all that astrology and zodiac sign crap. He just needs it, finds it fascinating.
Because it's real, and you know it.
I don't believe in it. You know I don't.
See, then why are you the one that always comes up with all these different things about the zodiac signs?
Because I want to prove you wrong. And what I have today, these are phenomenal. Today, I have health problems for each and every sign. These are the things that are going to go wrong with you.
No. I don't want to know this one. I don't want to do this one.
Why?
Because you know I hate hearing how I'm going to die. This horoscope stuff that you bring up and find, no, this should be fun.
No, you can't have it both ways. If you believe in the good from the horoscopes, then you got to also take the bad. You got to.
Leave it to dog. You find a way to ruin the good and fun and everything.
Live by the sword, die by the sword.
Oh, God.
You got to.
I'm not going to give you my sign for this one.
Well, a little FYI here. I don't know if you know this or not, but I know when your birthday is.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yep. See, and again, it's June 15th. Is that the day?
Well, I don't know. Is it? I mean, who?
Oh,
knows?
Maybe I was born in August. you're gonna wish you were born in a different month when I get to yours. All right, so these are all the ailments or things you're going to expect to have happen to you or that you may have already have happened by your sign.
Okay.
I'm a Taurus, leader of the zodiac chain.
No, that's not been proven.
Big horns. You got a very robust chest and big neck.
Big neck.
Well, yeah, I'm a bull.
Okay.
Yeah. Tauruses have big necks, do they not?
Real big neck on me. Big neck.
These are the things that Tauruses can expect to have happen to them, disease-wise, ailment-wise. Those born in April have an increased chance of angina, which is chest pain, heart disease. The chance of other cardiovascular diseases also increased, but just like the month of March, you're much less likely to experience neurological problems. So, that's
meaning
mine.
You're crazy.
It's not, Nero isn't that. Neurological.
That's what the translation for this horoscope reading is, though.
That's like nervous system in your brain to your other parts and all that.
I actually don't know, but I kind of know.
766-9370 if you want us to do yours, but that's what it's saying for Taurus. And I don't know if I have chest pain or I don't know what angina really is. I don't. Think? Is that like where you might get heartburny and kind of burpy?
I don't know. Luckily for me, I haven't experienced any of that yet.
Oh, really? You haven't? Because I remember when there were days when you would come to work and say, oh my God, my chest is going to explode. I'm having an anxiety attack.
I did have some anxiety.
Yeah.
Yeah. With my former place of business. Yes, a little anxiety was there once in a while.
Well, you better believe this then, because you're a June baby. June 15th is Joe's birthday. Or is it?
I don't know.
Babies born in June have a very high risk of respiratory and cardiovascular diseases, specifically severe angina.
Really?
And
respiratory diseases?
Yeah.
I don't like the sound of that, being that I'm a vapor.
Well, on a positive note, if you're born in June, you have a slightly protected system against reproductive diseases. Also, women born in this month tend to have high birth weights and later puberty. Both of which are linked to better health outcomes as adults, blah, blah, blah.
Well, there's that.
So there's that. And I guess we got to go to Prince Albert. Prince Albert, he's filling in for Dana, who's in Mexico. He's our assistant producer. I don't even know when his birthday is. When's your birthday?
September 27th.
Okay, so 27th. What does that make you, sign-wise?
A Libra.
He's a Libra. Okay, let's go to this one. Baby's born in September. Have a moderate overall risk of all disease, but specifically an increased chance of asthma.
I had childhood asthma.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
You had childhood asthma. Women born this month, slightly less fertile, though. However, you have a low protection against cardiovascular diseases.
Everyone has a low protection against it. That's the number one disease for Americans is heart disease.
So that means that I have to lay down on the fried chicken?
Well, yeah. I mean, do you eat a lot of fried chicken?
No. You know what, Albert? You don't.
You double down.
They've got this little pill that you can take for cholesterol.
Show him, because Prince Albert's only 30. Show him what a 42-year-old man looks like. Hey. Pull out your Lipitor.
Hey, you know what? All I'm going to tell you, Albert, is a Lipitor a day, you can eat all the fried foods you want.
That's the stupidest thing ever. That's why you take a Lipitor day.
That's right. That is why I take a Lipitor a day.
Stop eating the fried foods and you don't have to take a Lipitor.
Nope. Doctor said once you're on it, you're always on it. So when you're on it and you get your cholesterol readings back and they look good, that means you're game on.
Just double down.
Might as well go all in.
That's what I do. Yep.
All right. Now to May, though. This is interesting. If you're born in May, it says you're a lucky one because generally there's no increased chance of diseases for babies born in May. But women born in this month might be slightly less fertile than those in other months.
Why's May got the good month?
It just says they're healthier.
Huh.
I don't know. There's nothing for May. So if your birthday's in May and you feel like crap, I don't know, call this person up or do something with it, but you're lucky.
Well, I don't like all this respiratory jazz it's got going along with being a Gemini. I don't like that at all.
Yeah, but you know how many times you've complained about heart ailments and, oh my God,
I used to have anxiety like a mo, dude. Bad.
You still do have it, don't you?
Not really.
You don't have it as much.
I mean, I still get it on Sunday nights. I've had that ever since I was a kid. It didn't matter about jobs or what have you. I'm talking about high school. Grade school, college.
You have Monday morning anxiety, Sunday night anxiety.
I have Sunday night anxiety.
That's
and then
weird.
Once I get to whatever it is I'm doing Monday, I'm fine, but I always had it. But my anxiety that I had throughout life is gone now.
I wish I had the audio or I had the video footage of Joe over at the meth lab. The stuff that he would say with him.
One time I almost died right in the studio.
Hey, bro, the doctor says he can't find it out, man. There's something going on. I got like heart palpitations.
There was a flutter.
I can't breathe. So, we would get ready to go on the radio. Go, oh my God, dog, my chest. He would hold his chest and say that he's having heart attacks.
Oh, it used to hurt so bad.
And all this ridiculous crap.
It really did. I had a lot of anxiety over there.
Oh my God, I got to go home. I got to go. I'm going to have a heart attack. And Joe would sometimes leave. And then he'd call in and say, the doctor can't find it. I've got this weird.
Oh, but that wasn't fake. I mean, you saw me strapped up to the machine. I went in there and he put all those things on me.
Yeah, but because
all them clamps and whatever.
Yeah, but he never found anything.
No, thank God.
Biggest hypo out there. Every day he'd walk in. Oh my, something's wrong with my back, my leg. Oh my God, I'm gonna die. And I'd always screw with Joe and say, you know what that is? And I'd be as serious as I could. I'd say, I think I read something about like that's the beginning stages of cancer or whatever it was. I would make it even worse to freak him out. And make him even more hyped up about it.
Always appreciated that, by the way.
Well, that's all you ever did. Oh, my God, I can't breathe. I have asthma. He's got inhalers and puffers and
pills. I don't
have
inhalers. I had extreme anxiety over there for some reason. And I had a bout with diverticulosis that I had to get figured out. I got dehydrated one time. I mean, there was some. Remember, I had corneal stretching from a dog hair.
What about that time you had that bout with rectal disease?
I didn't have any of that.
Yeah, well,
that was my diverticulosis. That's when I had to have cameras and whatnot put in places they don't belong.
Like 15 times, Joe had to go in and they put cameras in the rump.
Well, I mean, 3 times.
Oh, wow, 3, 15.
It felt like 15. 3 times feels like 15 in that area.
Here's Journey, the river.